Hi, Zelos here, and today we are going to talk about sex ed. Yes, you heard me right, sex ed. Okay, so there's only a few things I know about sex, because of course I'm asexual, so whatever. You know what? I don't know anything about sex. I'm asexual. But I have all the fangirls, and I don't know why. Why, is it because I'm pretty or funny or something? Why do girls always like that? You know? Girls just like the ones that they can't be with. And honestly, it's the same with men. Well, you can't get a, sexy, pretty, intelligent, funny person and expect sex, you know? There always has to be one thing out of those five that they don't have. So, yeah, I think that's just it. Oh, yeah. And for people who actually don't have sex, including before marriage, I mean, hey. Anyone can have sex with anything that's legal, you know, because they're not be able to consent, and then you have sex with it, sucks, you know? So, the thing is that if you choose to not have sex, you're actually safer, because the only 100% way to avoid things is just don't have sex. And yes, I took sex ed in school. This is not actually sex ed. I don't know what this is. Anyway. But, I mean, seriously. As a priest, I mean, like, who cares? You know? I'm like, if people are telling you who to have sex with, and then they're, like, going off and, I don't know what other priests do, but some preachers ain't shit. I'm telling you that right now. So, yeah, it's like, sex should only be for heterosexuals who are married. And then you have to read the fine print. It's like, except does not apply to the people in power. Yep. The people in power can obviously do anything they want and not get caught and not get prosecuted, you know? Not even lose their, like, ministry privileges, but, oh well. For the rest of us, they just tell us what to do. And it's like, that's some hypocritical dragon shit. Oops. I'm sorry. I just swore. I have a image to keep up after all. It's like, don't have sex unless you're heterosexual and you're married. But, by all means, what they do behind closed doors doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyway. Theocracy sucks and doesn't even make sense. Does not even make sense according to the New Testament. Because Jesus completely, like, said, like, theocracy is bad. And you shouldn't do it. I'm like, but all these, like, conservative-ass dragons be, like, hoarding all the money and then telling other people what to do. Okay, well, I have a mouth. I have podcasts! Screw that. Bye-bye.